Welcome to Alt Universe Top 40. My name is John McMullen. For the next hour, we will listen to some records, talk about chart positions, and make some good-hearted adjustments that time and taste demand. On today's installment, we will hear a release from a rock musician who reached across continents, generations, and musical genres to find that perfect melody for his hit record. Later, during our little slice of heaven, we will hear from a Mississippi blues man that began busking as a street musician at age 12 and finally had a hit record when he turned 28. In our number three slot, we will analyze a track from a rare and seldom heard album produced by an ex-Monkey and compare it to a track off of a live album by the Eagles that has sold over 7 million copies. And for our Hall of Perfection track, we will learn that, at least for this song, the fourth time was indeed the charm. But first, we start with a record that, for at least 1 week, was perched at number 40. Some of these were on the way up, some were on the way down. Some of these hit number 40 for 1 week and then faltered. What kind of number 40 do we have for today? Well, we start with a stack of lyrics written over a 2.5 week period by a British writer who grew up on a farm. That writer then handed his words to a gifted piano player that he met through an advertisement for talent in the New Musical Express that they both answered. That piano player then spent all of 3 whole days to compose music to 22 songs, 18 of which were recorded for a double album that went to number 1 and has since sold over 30 million copies. Here is the title track to that album, which, on its way up to number 2 on the Billboard Singles Chart, spent 1 week at number 40.
When are you gonna come down? When are you going to land? I should have stayed on the phone. I should have listened to my own mind. You know you can't hold me forever. I didn't sign up. Too young to be
if it's like you.
I'm a girl.
lyrics by Bernie Taupin, that was Elton John, who wrote the music, played piano, and sang on the single Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, which rocketed up 22 huge notches to number 40 from its previous position at number 62.
This is Alt Universe Top 40.
Here is a song that didn't chart, but it most certainly should have. It is by a talented female vocalist who has added her exquisite harmonies to recordings by such esteemed artists as U2, Johnny Cash, Al Green, and the North Mississippi All-Stars. She has also been kind enough to lend her gorgeous voice to some lesser-known underground artists as well, by the way. Her name is Reba Russell, and here she is leading the Reba Russell Band on an acoustic blues recording she co-produced with engineering genius Dawn Hopkins. The song is called This Old Town, and it should have, at least, made it up to number 20.
Honeysuckle in the breeze, birds singing in the trees, walking down a dirt road, and I'm walking kind of slow. This old town, I won't be hanging around your door. I'm going with the morning sun, where they don't play sad songs anymore. Riding on the Delta Queen, City, New Orleans, I might catch me a ride. A big rig pulling double wides. I'm leaving this old town. I won't be hanging round your door. I'm going with the morning sun, where they don't play sad songs anymore. Sad songs anymore. Well, I'm gonna see the mountains. I'm going to the sea. I ain't got no money, but the Lord's watching over me. I'm leaving this old town. I won't be hanging around your door. Sun, where they don't play sad songs anymore. I'm going with the morning sun, where they don't play sad songs anymore.
With a song that should have at least made it up to number 20, that was the Reba Russell Band and This Old Town.
This one went to 11.
My name is John McMullen, and this is Alt Universe Top 40. When former Raspberries lead singer Eric Carmen recorded his debut solo album for Arista Records in 1976, he dug into some oldies for inspiration. And not just the usual Chuck Berry or Buddy Holly back-to-basics rewrites. No, Eric went back to the classical Russian composer known by his last name, Rachmaninoff. Specifically, for his first solo single from that album, All By Myself, Eric set lyrics to a portion of Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 2 in C minor. We will examine this selection in depth some other time. But for today, we're talking about his second single, Never Gonna Fall in Love Again. For this one, he used this beautiful melody from the Adagio of Rachmaninoff's Second Symphony. Let's listen. Now, with a song that really peaked at number 11, here is Eric Carmen, who openly gave credit to Rachmaninoff and their collaboration that crossed generations. Here is Never Gonna Fall in Love Again. With a song that he co-wrote in some odd way with Rachmaninoff, that was Eric Carmen and Never Gonna Fall in Love Again.
Alt-Universe Top 40!
Number 10.
Rock musician Herman Brood was a controversial public figure in the Netherlands, where he was born in 1946. He began playing the piano at age 12, and by the time he was 18, he was leading a band called the Moans, which evolved into Long Tall Ernie and the Shakers. At some point, Herman became very public about his drug use and even went to jail briefly for an LSD charge in Europe. He was released and promptly formed Herman Brood and His Wild Romance. The band became hugely popular as a live act and remained booked constantly. Herman's lifestyle got wilder as the band's success grew, and he confirmed his status as the most famous Dutch user of hard drugs. Then, in 1978, Herman and the band released a song called Saturday Night in his home country, where it climbed to number 17 on the Dutch Top 50. A year later, his record company released a different version of that song with different English lyrics and the title compacted into one word, Saturday Night. While it received airplay for several months on FM album stations in the United States, the single only made it up to number 35. We think it should have done better than that, and based on the song structure alone, we are placing it at number 10. Here is Herman Brood and his Wild Romance with Saturday Night. Song that only reached number 35 but deserved to be a top 10 record. That was the late Herman Brood and his Wild Romance with Saturday Night.
Number 9, number 9, number 9.
Here is a single that went to number one in Australia and peaked at number nine in the United States. The video of this song featured the artist, Lindsey Buckingham, along with an interesting fantasy band backing him. Drummer Mick Fleetwood. Two former members of Fleetwood Mac, both of whom predated Lindsey in the band, Bob Welch and Bob Weston. Then there was guitarist Walter Egan, for whom Lindsey co-produced Magnet and Steel. And also on guitar in that video, the guy we mentioned a couple of weeks ago that noticed Mike Campbell's throwaway riff in Breakdown by Tom Petty, Dwight Twilley. All of these players except Mick Fleetwood were just acting. Mick actually played drums on the track, which is obvious. Here is Lindsey Buckingham and Trouble. With a song that peaked at number nine but really should have gone to number three, that was Trouble by Lindsey Buckingham.
Modern and great should have reached number eight.
Now we're up to a song that's modern and great and should have reached number eight. The band Binge is an indie band based in Hoboken, New Jersey. They've had songs placed on popular television shows such as Dawson's Creek, Felicity, and Party of Five. Well, this five-man band turned their attention to a tennis phenomenon known as Anna Kournikova.
Anna Kournikova with the legs so long, please don't hit.
with a song that's modern and great and should have reached number 8. That's Binge with Anna Kournikova.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Now we're up to our little slice of heaven at number 7, and it is That's What Love Will Make You Do by Little Milton. Born in 1934 in Inverness, Mississippi, Little Milton was a street musician by the age of 12. As a teen, he was recommended by Ike Turner to Sam Phillips at Sun Records in Memphis. He released several singles on Sun, but none of them received any significant airplay. It is unclear whether he was dropped or simply left the label, but by 1955, at the age of 21, he was out at Sun. So he started producing records, and he helped bring attention to Fontella Bass and Albert King through his contacts at Chess Records. Finally, he made it onto the R&B chart as a solo act in 1962. He continued to sell steadily for several years. He had two big hits with Stax in the late 60s. After the Stax bankruptcy of 1975, he released records on the Glades label out of Miami. Here, with our little slice of heaven at number 7, is Little Milton and That's What Love Will Make You Do. With our little slice of heaven at number 7, that was Little Milton with That's What Love Will Make You Do. Since our last broadcast, we have received these reception reports. John from Central Florida listened to us on 7440 kHz on a web SDR. He reports reception was quite good and states that the music and commentary is certainly audible, listenable, and enjoyable. Thank you, John. Horst from Hungary also listened to us on 7440 kHz on an AOR7030 receiver with a 30-meter long wire antenna. At times, it was barely audible, but thanks for making the attempt, Horst. We appreciate the effort. Dieter from Germany reports 55444 on 7440 kHz, listening on an FT840. He sent additional information, which we appreciate. Thanks, Dieter. And Hans, also from Germany, reports that the signal was quite good on 7440. Also, that he liked the songs and that the background information was very interesting. Thank you, Hans. Can you hear us? Let us know. Send us an email at john@altuniversetop40.com. We would love to hear from you. Today we are giving the number 6 position to a performer whose first television appearance was on the BBC at age 17, when he was interviewed as the founder of the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Long-Haired Men. He was still known as David Jones back then, but later the world would know him as David Bowie. Here's his bonus hit, Suffragette City. With a song that never made the top 40 in either the United States or England, our bonus hit at number 6 is David Bowie and Suffragette City.
Alt Universe Top 40.
We just heard from the late David Bowie at number 6. Next, we will hear from the late Bobby Bowie, lead singer of the underground new wave band Calculated X. Although Calculated X never made the top 40, they released a 12-inch single that earned lots of club play throughout the southern United States. Unlike many club hits, the act behind it was a real band that could appear live and actually play their hit. Inevitably, the initial momentum of Calculated X slowed, and Bobby Bowie went back to college. He eventually earned a doctorate and became the founder of the Bowie Reading and Learning Center in Nashville, Tennessee. Tragically, back in 2003, Bobby Bowie drowned in Greers Ferry Lake, but here is a song that took the town of Memphis by storm in the 80s, Calculated X with Four Windows. Featuring the lead singer Bobby Bowie, that was Calculated X with Four Windows.
Making changes that time and taste demand. This is Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 4.
Now we're up to a song that spent a week at number 4 on its way up to number 2 in England. In the U.S., it peaked at number 25, but it should have made it up to at least number 4. So now, it is number 4. Here is Kim Wilde with Kids in America.
Looking out a dirty old window,
with a song that hit number 2 in England and should have made it to number 4 in the United States. That was Kim Wilde and Kids in America. Now we are up to our number 3 from way downtown, and it is a song that is about a real place several miles outside the town of Montgomery, Alabama. That place is called Seven Bridges Road. The song about this real place has a winding history of its own. It was written by A&M country act Steve Young and released on his 1969 album. His original version, which is in 3/4 time and doesn't have harmony, sounds like this.
There are stars in the southern sky. Seven Bridges Road.
That was Steve Young's original version of Seven Bridges Road. Then, in 1973, former Fairport Convention member Ian Matthews recorded a cover of that song and, with the help of his producer, former Monkey Michael Nesmith, created a whole new arrangement. The two of them spent hours in the studio layering a cappella harmonies and in the process changing the song from 3/4 to 4/4 time. According to Ian, Mike's picking style was the catalyst for this rhythm change once the guitar joined in. Ian Matthews then released the song as part of his album, Valley High. Although it didn't sell very well, it was an album that Ian remembered seeing at the front of a stack of albums at Don Henley's house a few years later. By 1980, the song was released by the Eagles and properly credited to Steve Young, but with no mention of the arrangement by Ian Matthews and Mike Nesmith. Over time, though, astute listeners started noticing the uncanny similarity of these versions. Wide-open country writer Bobby Moore states of the Eagles' 1980 version, quote, "While Young wrote the lyrics heard on 1980's Eagles Live album, Matthews and Nesmith could easily get credit as arrangers," close quote. Well, in our universe, Ian Matthews doesn't have to worry about credit. We are putting him at number 3 with his version that predated the Eagles by 7 years. Incidentally, to make a comparison easy, we have engaged in a little editing. The initial part of the song and the middle are Ian Matthews. Then once the clapping starts, for the rest of the song, it's the Eagles. But at Alt Universe Top 40, it's Ian Matthews at number 3 with his version of Seven Bridges Road.
There are stars in the southern skies, southward as you go. Down the Seven Bridges Road.
Southern sky, and if ever you decide you should go, there is a taste of time, sweet and honey, down the seven
with our number three from way downtown. That was Ian Matthews, at least up until the clapping. And then it was the Eagles after the clapping with Seven Bridges Road.
Number two.
Now we're up to number two, and that means we think it should have gone to number one. And today, we truly have a complete chart disaster that needs to be corrected. In 1966, Capitol Records released Wouldn't It Be Nice by the Beach Boys and placed the brilliant God Only Knows on the flip. As a double A-sided single, neither side made it to number one. In England, God Only Knows was apparently the A-side because it hit number two. But in the United States, Wouldn't It Be Nice charted at number eight, and God Only Knows was listed at number 39. Well, God Only Knows should have hit number one in both the United States and England. Here it is at number two from Pet Sounds' God Only Knows by the Beach Boys.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Number two, those were the Beach Boys with a song that should have hit number one, God Only Knows.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Number one.
Now we are up to our Hall of Perfection track. A few minutes ago, we mentioned Mike Nesmith while discussing Ian Matthews, a country rocker who benefited from the talents of the X-Monkey. Our Hall of Perfection act is also a country rocker that is connected to Mike's talents. Her first credited appearance on the charts was singing a song he wrote, a song called Different Drum. That vocalist, Linda Ronstadt. By her third credited appearance on the Top 40, the amazing Linda Ronstadt was working with another 60s pop star, Peter Asher, who was one half of the British Invasion duo, Peter and Gordon. Linda, Peter Asher, and Andrew Gold put together a cover version of a Clint Ballard song that was first recorded by Dee Dee Warwick for Jubilee Records in 1963. Later in the same year, Betty Everett covered it for the VJ label, and it hit number 5 on the Cashbox R&B survey. By 1964, the Swinging Blue Jeans hit number 3 with the same song on the British chart. But it wasn't perfect until 1975, and the fourth time around, Linda Ronstadt got it right. Here it is, You're No Good. With our Hall of Perfection track, which proves that for this song, the fourth time was indeed the charm, that was Linda Ronstadt with You're No Good. Well, that's all we have for today. Be sure and join us next week at this exact same time in the exact same place for another installment of Alt Universe Top 40. We would love to hear from you, so please visit our website at www.altuniversetop40.com. Those are all lowercase letters, and 40 is a number. Or you can email me at john@altuniversetop40.com. Again, all lowercase letters, and 40 is still a number. Or go to our Facebook page and like our Alt Universe Top 40 Facebook page. You can also hear each episode the following Friday after its original Saturday broadcast on Mixcloud. So until next time, keep making those positive changes that time and taste demand, and keep on smiling through the static.
Alt Universe Top 40.